olive oil in Italy by about 20%. Richard Davies, ABC News.
With your livelihood dependent on the success of your farm, it's vital that all elements are taken care of. This includes farm property and building. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance, and we offer a wide range of farm insurance services that take away the worry in the event of a loss to any of your farm buildings or property. And you can rest assured your claim will be dealt with by our dedicated adjusters. Let us give you a quote for your farm insurance at Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. I'm Rick Everett. Kansas Governor Sam Brownback preparing to make good on a promise to veto a bill increasing personal income taxes as a budget fix. Brownback has a State House news conference scheduled for this morning to act. The measure would raise more than $1 billion over 2 years, starting in July. It would roll back key tax policies that Brownback has championed. Kansas legislators have overwhelmingly rejected an effort to double most of the state's limits on contributions to candidates and political parties. The House voted 101-22 yesterday against giving a bill raising contribution limits first-round approval. A Kansas Republican Party leader had said that the move would divert donor dollars from so-called independent dark money groups. Critics in both parties mocked the argument. Near record highs across the Sunflower State today, much cooler statewide by Friday. Mid-America Network News.
Ace is a place with the helpful hardware, folks.
At Ace, your backyard's right in our backyard, which means we know which products are right for your lawn and garden. We can help you pick out exactly what you need to kick off spring from the best brands like Scotts, Miracle-Gro, and Roundup. Now through Monday only, print out our coupon at acehardware.com and save $15 when you spend $100 or more on regular priced items. Offer valid with coupon at participating stores through February 27th. Limit one per household. Exclusions apply. See coupon.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. One click and my job was posted to 200-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200-plus job sites. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
A building explosion at a hydrocarbon plant in Rice County last night shook the ground so hard it could be felt 30 miles away. Rice County Emergency Management Director Greg Klein said the explosion occurred around 9:40 last night in a brick building on the One Oak property east of Bushton. KTV reports Klein said there was no fireball and crews were able to put the fire out in about 30 minutes. Again, no one injured. The cause of the explosion has not been announced. One person killed overnight in a Butler County crash. Cake TV reports a law enforcement officer on the scene says the crash occurred around 12:30 this morning, about 2 miles north of Rose Hill. No other details immediately available. The former chief of police of Halstead has entered no contest pleas to 2 counts of theft and was given a 60-day suspended jail sentence. Former police chief Stephen Lewis must also pay restitution and surrender his Kansas law enforcement license. He was arrested last August for depositing city money into his own account. Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. A push to reduce property taxes in this year's legislative session gaining new support in Nebraska. The coalition includes 16 agricultural and school groups who urge lawmakers to pass a package that includes adequate and sustainable funding for K-12 public schools while shifting the tax burden away from property owners. Nebraska Farm Bureau President Steve Nelson says public schools have come to rely too heavily on property taxes to finance their operations. Nebraska lawmakers are weighing further regulating payday loans or allowing payday lenders to offer larger installment loans with high interest rates. A legislative committee heard several hours of testimony from borrowers, low-income advocates, Christian leaders, and payday lenders. Senator Tony Vargas of Omaha sponsored a bill that would cap annual payday loan interest rates at 36% and limit total interest and fees. Mid-America Network News.
When's the best time to buy Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for 40 years straight? Now is the time, during Ford Truck Month, at your Midwest Ford dealers.
Let me hear you say truck, yeah, let's crank it on up, yeah, till the sun comes up, yeah.
It's Ford Truck Month. Get to your Midwest Ford dealers for once-a-year savings on Ford F-150 and the all-new Ford Super Duty, the best-selling trucks in America for 40 straight years. The all-new Super Duty is the toughest, smartest, most capable Super Duty ever. And F-150 combines greater strength and less weight with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and steel frame. Works harder so you can work smarter. And if there's ever a time to buy one, it's now. With huge cash rebates, super low financing, and special limited-time Truck Month offers. Hurry to your Midwest Ford dealers today and let me hear you say,
yeah! Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Area law enforcement, including Marysville Police, will participate in a multi-state effort to increase awareness of safety in school zones. Seatbelt usage, speeding, texting, and adhering to traffic laws will be the focus of added patrol efforts near schools through March 5th. The campaign follows a rise in teenagers killed, many as a result of neglecting seatbelt usage. Recent accidents near Clay Center and Holton bring the problem close to home. Gage County Board of Supervisors last week held a public hearing and approved the 1 and 6 year road plan and highway improvement and maintenance plans. Bridge work tops the list of larger projects, along with shoulder work on the Wymore Liberty and PWF roads. Armor coating and paint striping work was also outlined. In other business, at a recent meeting, a price tag of $500,000 was considered for improvements at the Sheriff's Office, which would improve accessibility. The proposal would move offices from the second floor to a garage bay that was used for ambulance service. The topic came up during a committee meeting. No action was taken. A reception is planned Wednesday evening for Allie Argo, who is leaving Marysville Main Street as director, and her replacement, Michelle Weitzel. The event begins 6:30 p.m. Wednesday at the Arts Center in Marysville. Community Memorial Healthcare has received recertification as a Level 4 Trauma Center. The designation, renewed every 3 years, assists hospitals and caregivers in preparing for serving their communities and patients on a timely basis, increasing odds for success in treating accidents and emergencies. The CMH Foundation will host a casino fundraiser night Saturday, March 4th in Marysville. A barbecue, games, prizes, and more are planned. This is the fifth annual fundraiser benefiting Community Memorial Healthcare in Marysville. Advance tickets are available and the public is welcome. Contact Pam Harrison at CMH for details. Richard L. Morrison, age 69, of Liberty, passed away February 19th. Memorial service Friday, 11 a.m. at the Mission Creek Presbyterian Church. A registration book will be available Thursday from 9 to 6 at the funeral home. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6:30 until 8 at the church. Laughlin Hope at Funeral Home, Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Richard Morrison. David L. McLeod, age 70, of Marysville, passed away January 31st. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the First Christian Church in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Kinsley Mortuary Marysville in charge of arrangements for David McLeod. Carolyn Ann Salt Musil of rural Waterville passed away Monday. Funeral arrangements pending with the Terry Christie Funeral Home of Waterville in charge for Carol Musil. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, fish, a baked potato, wheat bread, Cape Cod blend, and mandarin orange salad. Tomorrow, chicken fried steak, mashed potato, a wheat roll, tomato and zucchini, and berry bliss. KNDY News Time is 7:14.
Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing, and now they'd like to offer a free mobile deposit feature within the mobile banking app. Endorse, click, and submit your check image for deposit. It's a mobile-fast world out there, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank of your future. Visit our website at ubankonline.com or your local branch for more information. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There's an inventory clearance sale at the Porch Swing. It's 20 to 70% off store-wide. That's home decor, large and small, bath and body products, jewelry, pantry and kitchen items, clothing, accessories, purses, scarves. Whew! Stop in now for big savings. That's 20 to 70% off at the Porch Swing, that cute little shop with the blue awning in downtown Marysville. Some exclusions apply.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Definitely enjoy this last day of these warmer than average temperatures and sunny skies, because we're definitely going to see it feel a little bit more like wintertime as we head towards the end of the week. We have a low pressure system that's going to push through across the central and upper parts of the Midwest, bringing us some chances of rain and snow. And it looks like we'll see cooler temperatures as well. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest of this Wednesday, sunny skies will see temperatures at 75. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, increasing clouds with a low near 42. We'll see wind gusts as high as 20. For Thursday, chance of rain showers, otherwise cloudy skies, cooler with a high near 59. For Thursday night, chance of storms with a low near 34. As into Friday, we'll see a chance of rain and snow. We'll see temperatures right around 40. And for Friday night, chance of rain and snow. Let's look at your forecast. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature late February 47, record high on this date 76 in 1977. The average low 26, and the record low is 2 below 0 in 1939. Sunset this evening 6:08, sunrise in the morning at 7:04. 49 degrees this morning in Marysville. Winds are light, favoring the south. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 22nd of February. KNDY News Time, 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Free your mind at the Marysville Public Library with Pushing the Limits. On February 27th at 5:30 p.m., experience a book club meets science discussion of When the Killing's Done by T.C. Boyle. Call the library to get your free book. Pushing the Limits is a reading, viewing, and discussion program for adults and communities served by rural libraries made possible by a grant from the National Science Foundation.
Magic takes charge in L.A. Hi, everyone. I'm Brian Clark reporting on sports. It was a big shakeup for the Los Angeles Lakers. They named Magic Johnson president of basketball operations, fired general manager Mitch Kupchak, and executive vice president Jim Buss. They also traded Lou Williams to the Houston Rockets for Corey Brewer and a first-round pick. In college basketball, the 13th-ranked Florida Gators increased their win streak to 9.
Hill races it up into the down inside for Stone. Kicks to the left corner. Robinson open for a three. Book it. Devin Robinson on catch and shoot triples in the left corner. It's 73-59. The Gators a 14-point lead.
On the Gator IMG Sports Network, 13th-ranked Florida topped South Carolina 81-66. The Gamecocks have lost three in a row. 9th-ranked Baylor snapped a two-game skid.
Down to Motley outside the arc. Couple of dribbles in. Give to Manu a three. Yes!
On the Baylor IMG Sports Network, the Bears best Oklahoma 60-54. 11th-ranked Kentucky survived a scare in Columbia.
Fox into the lane, pitches it out to Briscoe. He drives, hooks it back to Fox. Fox hands it off to Monk. Inside the circle, 18-footer, good!
On the Kentucky Sports Network, the Wildcats beat Missouri 72-62. On the ice, in the battle of the rookies, Patrick Laine scored twice for Winnipeg, but Toronto got the last laugh.
Gardner across the line, though. Gardner moves in. Gardner shoots and scores! Jake Gardner ends it here tonight. Stick.
On Sportsnet 590, the Maple Leafs topped the Jets 5-4 in overtime. Battle of the Central Division's best goes to the second-place Blackhawks.
Back to Koivu on the left wing boards. Fires a sharp angle shot. Banks in front. Stop. Tays got it back. Shooting toward the empty net. He scores! A hat trick for the captain, Jonathan Tays, with an empty net goal.
On WGN Radio, the Hawks defeat the Wild 5-3. Chicago's won a franchise record 7 straight road games. Brian Clark, ABC Sports.
High school basketball action Tuesday in girls play. Marysville took Wamego 55-53. Concordia knocked off Clay Center 46-36 and Abilene beat Chapman 42-36. Clifton Clyde girls took Valley Heights 53-44. Hanover beat Lynn 69-40. Rossville girls over Frankfort 58-48. Axtell beat Blue Valley 44-41. And Centralia took Washington County 73-61. In boys' play, Marysville beat Wamego 54-47. Abilene down to Chapman 63-47. Clifton Clyde over Valley Heights boys 83-79. Hanover trimmed Lynn 83-41. Rossville took Frankfort 76-48. Axtell boys over Blue Valley 65-40. And Washington County down Centralia 57-49. Kansas Jayhawks host TCU this evening. 6 o'clock tip-off live on FM 95.5. Kansas State hosting Oklahoma State. 7 o'clock pregame, 8 o'clock tip-off live on AM 1570. FM 94.1.
Artists Anna Grauer and Molly McEwen currently have their exhibition, Understanding and Acceptance, on display at the Lee Dam Center for Fine Art. The Marshall County Arts Cooperative invites you to a reception on Friday, February 24th from 5 to 7 p.m. to enjoy refreshments and to meet Anna and Molly. Don't miss this opportunity.
Sealed bids are being accepted for 80 acres Nemahaw County farmland located southeast of Corning for the family of Galen L. Dieters. Property contains 49 acres, more or less, non-irrigated cropland with a balance in pasture with good water. For inspection, information, or bid sheet, contact Galloway, Wiggers, and Brenniger Law Offices in Marysville or Seneca. Additional information, including maps, aerial photo, and bid process, online at sealedbidauction.net. Seller reserves the right to accept any bid, reject all bids, or invite certain bidders to a subsequent private auction. Deadline for submitting bids is 3 p.m. Friday, February 24th. Again, for details, contact Galloway, Wiggers, and Brenniger or go online to sealedbidauction.net.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. A letter spearheaded by the American Farm Bureau asking lawmakers to reject any funding cuts in the next farm bill. More than 500 groups joined the letter that claims additional funding cuts would hinder development and passage of the 2018 farm bill. The last farm bill contributed $23 billion in savings to deficit reduction over 10 years at the time of passage. Now, that was the first time when spending for a farm bill was voluntarily reduced before Congress even began considering the measure. The groups say cuts made under the 2014 farm bill helped the nation's deficit reduction effort, but add that additional cuts to the 2018 farm bill would present perils on many fronts. The letter strongly urged congressional leaders to reject calls for additional cuts during a time when the agricultural and rural economies are showing stress. The letter points out the U.S. farm income has declined 46% from just 3 years ago. The CEO of global agribusiness company Bunge Limited says U.S. corn is a better deal for Mexico than corn from Argentina or Brazil. Soren Schroeder says he doesn't think Mexico should start heavily buying corn from South America simply because the U.S. offers a better deal. Schroeder says Mexico purchasing corn other than from the U.S. would require a price shift in Brazil and Argentina. Concerns over Mexico sourcing corn beyond the U.S. surfaced last month after Mexican lawmakers plan to introduce legislation to instruct the nation to buy corn from South America rather than the U.S. The bill is seen as a response to trade rhetoric by President Trump. Trump plans to renegotiate the North American Free Trade Agreement and build a wall between the U.S. and Mexico while implementing an import tax of up to 20% on Mexican goods that enter the United States. Find more agriculture information online anytime at agview.net. With this Ag Business Update powered by agview.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Good morning. President Donald Trump will issue, perhaps as early as this week, executive orders directing the Environmental Protection Agency and the Army Corps of Engineers to rewrite key environmental rules, including the controversial Waters of the U.S. rule, which is currently being held up in the courts. The president will instruct the EPA and the Army Corps to revamp the existing Waters of the U.S. rule, which was intended by the previous administration's Environmental Protection Agency to clarify jurisdiction under the 1972 Clean Water Act, but which much of agriculture and many other organization's claim has gone way overboard. American Farm Bureau Federation's Don Parrish says,
"We're getting indications that the Trump administration is going to issue an executive order that asks EPA to reconsider the WOTUS rule, and I think rightly so. There's over 30 states challenging that rule. Courts have looked at it. They believe that the agencies not only overstepped the intent of Congress, but messed up their process in putting that rule into place."
Congress's investigative arm found that the EPA violated lobbying rules by the way it used social media in order to help get WOTUS passed. Parrish says that a rewrite of the Waters of the U.S. rule could, in theory, stop court action.
That's correct, but that's a long road in front of us. They've got to, because there is a final rule on the books, they've got to conduct a rulemaking to get rid of the Obama administration rule, and then they have to do a rulemaking to replace it.
So we're still not completely done with the existing Waters of the U.S. rule, but we're on our way. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
When's the best time to buy Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for 40 years straight? Now is the time, during Ford Truck Month at your Midwest Ford dealers.
Let me hear you say truck, yeah, let's crank it on up, yeah, till the sun comes up, yeah.
It's Ford Truck Month. Get to your Midwest Ford dealers for once-a-year savings on Ford F-150 and the all-new Ford Super Duty, the best-selling trucks in America for 40 straight years. The all-new Super Duty is the toughest, smartest, most capable Super Duty ever. And F-150 combines greater strength and less weight with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and steel frame. Works harder so you can work smarter. And if there's ever a time to buy one, it's now. With huge cash rebates, super low financing, and special limited-time Truck Month offers. Hurry to your Midwest Ford dealers today and let me hear you say,
yeah! It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry. We all know what that is. It's agriculture. Essential to the beef industry is global trade. And given the current state of uncertainty regarding our trade agreements, we thought it'd be good to hear from Randy Block, CEO of Cattle Facts, about global trade. And he brings up an interesting point after this.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color-fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years, and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
Since the election of Donald Trump, there's been a lot of uncertainty when it comes to the global trade markets, especially in our case, how they affect farming America. As it appears, we're going to forsake the traditional multi-nation global trade agreements and perhaps go unilaterally one by one. Randy Block, the CEO of CattleFacts.com, says, however we get these deals done, it's important that we get them done.
Well, I think it's essential that we do. You know, we look at all of our proteins. I think not just for the beef industry, but all the proteins together. We export about 15 to 16 billion pounds a year. So about 16% of our total meat production is exported to consumers around the world. We're exporting 40 pounds per person. So I think all of your listeners out there, they start to think about that, how important trade really is. If we had to consume another 40 pounds in here, obviously our markets wouldn't look anything like what they do today. So absolutely critical that we continue to have access to free trade, level playing field, more countries all around the world. I think the U.S. and the Western Hemisphere, they're the protein-producing parts of the world. So I don't think that's going to change. We have to remember that the U.S. is the largest poultry producer on the planet and the largest beef producer on the planet, and the third or fourth largest pork producer. So trade is essential. Very competitive, and trade tariff levels, those things are very important. And obviously with TPP no longer out there, we're going to have to find a new solution to be able to have a level playing field into some of those key markets. So we got our work cut out for us, but I'm optimistic that I've got to stay optimistic that we're going to find our way through this trade situation and actually get better access to more countries around the world.
Randy Block, spelled B-L-A-C-H, part of the famous agricultural family in Yuma, Colorado. For the last 15 years, he's been the CEO of CattleFax, CattleFax.com, where you can get all sorts of information about the cattle industry, to be sure, but also agriculture in general. CattleFax was started back in 1968. CattleFax.com. Back after this.
This bull ad is for the cattle producers that have been considering a Hereford bull but haven't pulled the trigger yet. On March 2nd, Jensen Brothers will be holding their annual bull sale 6 miles south of Cortland, Kansas. We'll be featuring 85 bulls, both Hereford, Polled Hereford, and Sim Angus, featuring our 2017 Grand Champion Penna Bulls in Denver. We will have about 85 head of bulls to sell. We hope to see you there Thursday, March 2nd, 6 miles south of Cortland.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. Sunshine abounds, 49 degrees. Highs around 70 with one more taste of spring today. Look out, cold front moving in Thursday into Friday with some chances for precipitation.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life and auto and home and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Marvin Kramer in Marysville or Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Shaq Morris had 18 points. Connor Frankamp and Marcus McDuffie added 13 apiece. And number 25, Wichita State announced its return to the top 25 AP poll with a 109-83 blitz of Evansville last night. Landry Shamet added 12 points, and Darrell Willis Jr. had 11 for the Shockers, who are now 26-4 overall, 16-1 in Missouri Valley Conference play. The Shockers finally elbowed their way to the poll this week for the sixth straight season. Now, they might just keep on rising if they continue to win. The nation's number two team in scoring margin and one of the best defensive teams in the country hasn't lost since back in the middle of January. Jaylen Brown had 25 points to lead Evansville, who is now 14-6, 5-12 in conference play. Again, it was the Shockers last night, 109-83 over Evansville. Mid-America Network Sports.
If you're an American farmer or rancher, grab your pen and paper and listen closely, because we have a product designed just for you. Introducing QT Farms, the most complete market information tool available for your computer and smartphone. It includes market quotes, agricultural news, weather, market commentary, a crop product.